I'm just about to start my amazing magic show. Oh, you're just in time. You'll be so surprised, won't they? But first, I have to find my, my mustache. Because every magician needs to have a mustache. And voila! Presenting the amazing clown magician, Lunini! That's me. And now, Lunini will do her big magic trick. Yes, you won't believe your eyes. It's so amazing. I will take this empty hat and... Folly, stop wiggling. Yes. This is magic. It isn't funny, because out of nowhere appears a bunny. Ta-da! Dun-da-da-da-da-da-da! Amazing! Take a bow, little magic bunny. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, very good bunny business, Molly. Yeah. Wasn't she great? Take a bow. Yay! And a really big hand for the amazing Lunini! Yay! And that is the end of Lunini's amazing magic show. Oh, Molly, that was the best magic show I ever did. Yep. And you were amazing as my little bunny helper. Oh, yeah. But, you really have to learn to, stay still in the hat until it's time, okay? And you know what time I think it is now, little bunny? No, not snack time. Nap time. Oh. I think you're tired from all that magic. Molly, look, you're already in your bunny jammies, and jammy time means nap time. Yes, you've had a very busy day already. Sometimes, little dolls need to take naps in the daytime when they've been very busy. It's good for them. And they may not realize it, but they are tired. So, here is a cute, cuddly little toy. There. And a nice, cozy blanket. There you go. Okay, and while you take your nap, I'm gonna go stretch on my clock rug. It's time. Sweet dreams, Molly. Do you ever roll around on the floor, like me? Your nap now. But Molly, naps are important. Yes, they are, for your body. Are you having trouble falling asleep, Molly? Then you need to learn my 40 wink trick. Here, I'll show you. Now, you just count to 40 and wink your eye like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way to 40. Yep, and that's a lot of counting. So you get so tired from counting so high that you just fall over and fall asleep. Really, honest. Try it, Molly. Oh, try it like this. 1, 2, 14, 37, 6, 5, 29, 32. Okay, fine. Forget the 40 wink trick. I know. Sheep. Molly, do you like little lambs? Great. Then let's count sheep. No, Molly. Pretend sheep in your imagination. Counting pretend sheep is a good way to help you fall asleep when you think you can't. But first, you have to get nice and relaxed. Lie back. Let's get nice and cozy. Yes. Very good. Now, Molly, imagine a cute little lamb jumping over a fence. Very good, Molly. Okay, then another lamb jumping. There. And another one. Very good, Molly. And another one. Bah. Bah. She's falling asleep. While Molly's having her nap, let's go visit my doll family. Ah, look, it's nap time for Dad Foley. Shh. Are sound asleep, having their naps, just like Molly. Oh, Molly! What are you doing? You're still awake! But Molly, I told you, it's nap time! You can't fall asleep. You don't even want to fall asleep. You don't think it's fair that you have to. I see. Well, Molly, is this how you feel?
No nap. I'd rather have a spinal tap. You think I'm sleepy? I could go all night. You can't make me because I'm always right. I don't need no 40 wings. I shake it all off because nap time stinks. I'm staying up, staying up. Woo! Staying up, staying up. That's right. Stand up, stand up, wah-ha-ha! Stand up, stand up, yeah! No nap, no way! Too much to do today. I'd rather hold on and get things done. Playing is the funk and rest is no fun. I don't need to count no sheep. To lay off the Betty Buys, I ain't falling asleep! Stand up, stand up, woo! Stand up, stand up, that's right! Stand up, wah-ha-ha! Stand up, stand up.
understand how you feel, really honest I do, but I wish you'd understand how I feel too. I'm just trying to take good care of you, because that's my job to take care of you, right? Now you're hungry. Okay. Well, maybe Granny has a carrot in her garden. Hey, yeah. Let's go visit Granny Garbanzo. Maybe she knows a thing or two about naps and why little dolls need them. All right, but first, let's get you out of your bunny jammies. Well, you could get sick if you didn't ever sleep again, Molly. You wouldn't have enough energy to really play and have fun. It's true. Empty. Well, Granny will tell you, naps are important to clowns and dolls. I really hope you listen to Granny when she explains to you just what I've been telling you. Because Granny... Whoa! What's that noise? Is that what I think it is? Granny's sleeping. She's having her nap. Oh, well, we better be quiet. We don't want to disturb her, right? Shh. I know. We'll just sit right here and wait quietly. What? Oh, your carrot snack. Well, it looks like Granny washed some of her fresh garden vegetables. Mmm, I'm sure she'd love you to have one. Eat. Yes, that's why I grow them. Carrots are good for you. Yes, and good for me. Oh, eat, little Mollykins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, carrots are good for you. And so are naps. Mm-hmm. And this just proves my point, Molly. Yes, even grown-up clowns have to lie down to sleep because... Hey, what was that? Snickle Fritz. Oh, is that you? Are you being a silly Fritz today? Hey, don't be too noisy because... Doing silly tricks and everything. See?
Gee, that really is silly and goofy and Lunette? I don't get it.
Actually, neither do I. Snicky? Guess the poor little guy wore himself out.
Hmm. I guess he did. And now he needs a nap.
Yep. He's tired, isn't he, Molly? He's all tuckered out. But I'm sorry you missed the silly show he put on, Major Bedhead.
Yeah, me too. But you know, Lunette, I'm not here just for fun and games.
You're not? Since when?
Lunette, you know I have a job to do. I'm a clown courier, and that's important.
Of course it is. I was just teasing.
Oh, and now I have a delivery to make. Special delivery for Lunette. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Why, thank you. Here, let's see what the postcard says. Dear Lunette.
Girl, I've noticed that when some clowns like to take a nap, they like it to be nice and quiet. Not me, no way. When I'm ready to catch 40 winks, I listen to some nice, pretty music. So, I'm sending you this comfy little gift just in case you're like me.
Lunette. love you like a lazy.
Lazy.
Your Auntie Macassar.
Here's the package.
I wonder what it is.
Oh, me too. Oh, look. Why, it looks like the big comfy couch, but it's a music box. Oh, should I try it?
Okay, I guess so, if you really want to.
It's so pretty. Sleepy music.
What? What did you say, Lynette? I can't hear you!
Oops. I mean, what did you say, Lynette? I couldn't hear you.
Listen.
Oh, pretty music. Isn't that pretty, Snickle Fritz?
Do you like it, Molly? I hope so. Gosh, I thought it was going to be all loud and noisy and have a what? Major Bedhead? Oh, well, Major Bedhead, you're on the job. You can't fall asleep. Remember, you're wake up.
Huh? What? Oh, that's right. I'm on the job. I'm the clown courier. That's me. Oh, I'm sleeping on the job. Oh, package for Lynette the clown. Package for Clownette the loon. I just want to lie down. I gotta get horizontal.
Well, he's horizontal, all right. Major Bedhead, what about your job?
Rule number 40. All couriers can have a cat nap a day on their break. But only 40 winks. That's why it's called...
Rule number 40. Right. Well, Molly, looks like every clown is having their nap today. Every clown except you, that is. Come on, let's go back to our big comfy couch with our new little comfy music box. And just maybe it'll do the trick for you, too. Okay, now, Molly. You sit right here. And here's your magic scarf blanket. There. And here's your cozy toy. Okay, now, Molly, you sit there. It's just an experiment, Molly, okay? Ha. Here. Isn't that pretty? Some dolls. Okay, Molly, now concentrate. Please listen to the music. Oh, silly me. I'll use magic. Okay, Molly, you are getting sleepy. Very, very sleepy. Your eyes are getting heavy. Very, very heavy. Very, very What'd you say, Molly? You wanna start? Ah, yeah, that'd be nice. A nice Molly story. Yeah, a nice story before your nap, sure. Right, Molly, a bedtime story. Good thinking. I can only keep my peepers open. Well, I better put those glasses on. Thank you. Okay, now, comfy? Are you comfy too? Are you ready for a story? It's a further adventure of Molly, starring you know who. Now this story is called Cozy, Dozy, and Molly. Hey Molly, maybe I'm in this story, because I sure am dozy right now. Let's find out. Dozy and Cozy and Molly sailed out into the Sea of Dreams, to fish for a wish of red licorice, throwing nets made of purple moonbeams. As long as a mile and as sweet as a smile, their nets they cast with a song of lullaby pie and spaghetti piled high and days that can never go wrong. Cozy and Dozy and Molly pulled hard deep out of the Sea of Dreams. Their nets full of stars and sweet chocolate bars and kittens in castles that gleam. As long as a day on the vast Milky Way, their nets they pulled with the song of brave pirate Teds and of cuddly warm beds and of nights when the sweet dreams are strong. Cozy and Dozy and Molly lay down so safe in their boat of dreams, and they dreamed of a fish made of red licorice swimming far into yellow sunbeams. Molly and Cozy and Dozy sailed back from the Sea of Dreams. They docked by the clock, hidden under a sock, thinking of oatmeal, brown sugar, and cream. So if you can't sleep, not even a peep, lie back and get nice and cozy, and dream of the sea and of you and of me, and of dolls who can never get dozy. The end. Well, I never saw a licorice fish before. I don't believe it! Molly? Molly? Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. Oh, you're all sleepy. That's nice. Well, you just have a nice little nap while I just... Hey, wait a second! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the very quiet but effective 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go. I'm going to snuggle in with Molly and catch 40 winks myself. I'm glad you could come over. Hope you have sweet dreams when you're out on the Sea of Dreams. Toodles. And the clown jumped over the moon.